Well, I'm excited now because it is time for our next round of the Piedmont Health Hotline, a chance for listeners and readers to have questions answered by the expert medical staff at Piedmont Health, whose mission is to improve the health and well-being of the community by providing high-quality, affordable, and comprehensive primary health care. They're hoping to be reflective and representative of all people, Piedmont Health communities, disciplines, and ideas. You can find out more about them online at piedmonthealth.org. Today, we're talking, as we so often do, about the COVID-19 vaccine, and we're joined on the phone by Dr. Sharon Riley to answer a couple of questions that we've gotten. Dr. Riley, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Sure. Good morning. Glad to be here. Happy to answer questions.
So first question has to do with the two different doses and where people can get them. And the question is, can you get each dose at a separate location, or do you have to go to the same place both times?
You need to go to the same place both times. This is a complicated vaccine rollout, and the two-dose cycle is part of the complication. The way the vaccine doses are allocated is the first doses go out to an organization. That organization gives them out to people who want the vaccine, and then they send the second doses to that same place, so that the people who got their first dose there can get their second one. So that's where your second dose is going to be sent.
And the nice thing, and this is my personal experience, and I don't know if it's that way for everyone everywhere, but they do make it really easy to schedule that second dose. You go in, you get your first shot, and then as soon as that's done, they're there with you making the appointment for you to come back to this place at this time. It's really easy and straightforward once you're actually in there.
Right. At Piedmont Health, we try to give everybody an appointment before they leave. Mm-hmm. So you know before you leave that you have it. Sometimes that has to be changed. Location has to be changed if for some reason there's a logistical issue with giving the vaccine at the same location. But in general, it's the same group of people giving you the second vaccine.
So that's question number one. Question number two, is there a difference? This is a good question. Is there a difference in effectiveness between the two-dose vaccine and the one-dose vaccine? So Pfizer and Moderna on the one hand and Johnson & Johnson on the other.
So that seems like it should be a pretty easy question to answer. Just look at the numbers. However, the numbers are not that easy. So the first two vaccines that came out, the two-dose vaccines, Pfizer's and Moderna's, were almost equal in their efficacy, and they showed that they were about 94% to 95% effective at preventing symptomatic COVID, particularly severe COVID. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine came out much later. It's been about 3 months. 3 months later getting its emergency use authorization. And it was tested in a really different COVID environment. So the effectiveness of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is listed as being about 75% effective at preventing severe disease. I'm sorry, that's wrong. It's 66.3%, not 75%, preventing the confirmed COVID-19, but much more effective at preventing the serious complications, just the way the Moderna and Pfizer were. The difference is that because the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was tested later, it was tested in an environment where there were many more variations of the virus. And some of those are much more contagious than the original COVID-19. So we think that probably if Moderna and Pfizer were tested in the same environment, the results would have been very similar. We don't know that for sure.
Do you also have a insight as to, and people are experiencing this, I think, in general, who are getting the two-dose vaccine, Pfizer, and what I've heard is especially the case with Moderna, that once you get that second shot, the side effects or the kind of that sick feeling that you get after having a vaccine are stronger after the second shot than after the first shot. Do we know why that is?
No, I suspect it's because the immune system is really ramping up hard after that second dose.
Mm-hmm.
So your immune system is more active. But that is really variable from person to person. My personal experience, all I got was a sore arm. I had no other side effects. Other people I know they've had to take a nap the second day. Maybe they had some achiness. All of those side effects have been gone within 48 hours, and most of them within 24 hours, though. So people should not be terribly afraid of the side effects. The one thing that does sometimes happen is people just don't feel like they can work the next day. They feel like they're getting the flu.
That's the one, like, good sickness, right? It means the immune system's working.
Right, right. That's how I try to look at it. Okay, my arm is sore, or maybe I have to take a nap, but at least I know my immune system is working.
Get more information online at PiedmontHealth.org. And again, stay with us for more rounds of the Piedmont Health Hotline in the weeks and months to come. Hey, if you've got a question, you can email Deborah Markley at Piedmont Health. Her email address is markleyd@piedmonthealth.org. That's MarkleyD, markleyd@piedmonthealth.org. Shoot her a question, and we might answer it in a future installment of the Piedmont Health Hotline. Dr. Sharon Riley, thank you so much for being with us today.
Sure. Thanks so much.